Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You can consume our show like now, listening. I thank you for that. You can podcast the show. Odyssey, Spotify, Apple. Numerous other options, Chad Hartman Show. Like I say, always Dave does an hour, a half hour, segments, interviews. We give you options, and then you decide how you'd like to listen to the show. You can consume us online, WCCRadio.com. We're on, HD? Are we 102.9 on HD? What are we there again?
We're one of them.
We're
102.9, probably HD2 or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. We have the Odyssey app. We're also still on the iHeart app. I don't get it, but I'm happy. So you can listen to the iHeart app. I mean, in theory, right now, if you want to go back and forth between me and Common, you're just right there on the iHeart app.
It's that easy.
Is that it? You just say, hey.
Why would you want to go back and forth?
You're sick of Rosen, right? You know, it's 2 o'clock, Rosen's in. Ugh, boom.
Who's not?
What are we? I mean, he's a bad tipper, too. Just legendary bad tipper. Or you're sick of me? Boom, go right back to Common. You can follow us on the Twitter machine, @Dave_Harrigan, @ChadHartmanShow. Facebook, we used to post the show on Facebook. In fact, I think today, like some anniversary thing. I so rarely go to Facebook. Then it said 14-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
Facebook.
You and Facebook have been together for 14 years. That's amazing.
I like post something on Facebook that's personal once every 7 years. It was basically work saying, will you please go on Facebook? We used to post the show on Facebook, but then you lost the password.
Yeah, we had a computer thing here. And one of the computers melted down. It's... You know, one of the things, you put the password in and then it saves it forever.
Yeah.
Except when the computer melts down.
Yeah. I think Kieran maybe has it. So I should text Kieran.
I feel like you should have it.
I probably should, but that tells you how. I mean, I have it on my phone.
That's pretty
good. I have it on my laptop. Do you want to just commandeer my phone and laptop every day after work?
Every day, it's fine.
Probably would get me in less trouble, to be honest. You know, it would probably be beneficial. Be more beneficial if you take Quentin's laptop and phone and all the things he signs up for that he's not supposed to be allowed to sign up for, and I still end up paying for. And then we're on the Insta, and I, excuse me, don't post a lot of photos, but even though my golf was horrible, I was with two of my closest friends on the planet, and the mayor, the should-be mayor, the real mayor of Cross Lake, Rob Berkland. And my boy, Dermot Cowley, the owner of O'Donovan's, and he's run a number of successful bars and restaurants in town. We went to Northland, the best golf experience in Minnesota, and we took a shot, 15th hole, overlooking, apparently we do have a great lake. Much to John Williams' surprise, we do have a great lake. Superior in the background. The golf, was not great for any of us, but if you want to see three goofballs and you want to see Lake Superior and a little bit of the 15th hole in Northland background, you can. Chad Hartman Show, Instagram. So how fulfilling is your life? I was inspired by this topic from, speaking of golf, the clear-cut best player on the planet, Scottie Scheffler. I'm still Team Rory. I want Rory to win, but we're a truth-telling show, and Scottie Scheffler is the best player on the planet. And if when I do a little betting with my longtime friend Jason, and we flip a coin and see who goes first, whoever is first is going to pick Scottie Scheffler. And Scheffler was very philosophical, and it was a great answer about life and his sport. And he talked about, you know, I practiced my entire life to have success at golf. And he pointed out how he recently won the Byron Nelson. He's from the Dallas area. And he goes, I won it. We celebrate a little bit. And then, boom, we're just on to the next event. And he goes, when I win a tournament, it's great. And he wasn't dismissing his love of the sport and how fortunate he is and how much he enjoys it. But he's like, you lose so much in our sport. You put in so much work, and then you win, and then by the time it's the press conferences, okay, hey, you finally won the Open. Let's see, if I finally win the Open, it's going to be like, okay, what are you going to do next? How about the FedEx?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he talked so much more. He goes, as great a golfer as I am, most fulfilling part of my life, obviously, my family. And one of his quotes, and it's really good. You should check it out on Twitter. This is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of the deepest places of your heart. Scheffler continued. There's something I wrestle with on a daily basis. It's like showing up at the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this tournament so badly? Why do I win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know, because if I win, it's going to be awesome for 2 minutes. It's great to be able to win tournaments and accomplish things. Having the game golf, yeah, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about it, because I've literally worked my entire life to be good at this sport. To have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think, is a pretty cool feeling. To live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, I'm not out here and inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm out here to inspire someone to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? And he talks about just how important his life is with his family and his wife and his young child, who I think is a little older than a year. And so it made me think a little bit myself. How fulfilled am I with my life? And I want you to text, and I really, really would appreciate it if you would elaborate a little bit and tell me why you are fulfilled with your life. Tell me the part of your life is the most fulfilling. Tell me what I think for most people, the answer is, Dave, it's complicated. It's complex. It's not just, oh, yeah, everything in my life is just magnificent.
And it may change day to day, week to week.
That is exactly right. Because I have three amazing children. I have Michael, who's like a stepson. He's like a son to me. Even though Carla and I don't see each other anymore. Like, Michael was just at camp. I'm seeing him tonight. I cannot wait to see him. I get along great with my ex-wife. I'm in a committed relationship with Michelle. I love her. I have friends who I value immensely. I, noon to three, and everything associated with noon to three, I really enjoy. But there are parts of my life where I miss a huge part of my life, misses what I used to do. The play-by-play part of my life. That's really what I wanted to do most of my life professionally. And I did it for the right reasons. Quinton and what was going on in her life at the time. And that was a long time ago. And I may have been done with it. They may have come to senses. But the way that played out, I missed that void. But I did it, and I would do it infinity out of infinity times, because I did it for Quinton and the boys. this part of my life here, I feel like there's a bunch of people in this building who need to get their butts kicked and really be committed to making this radio station what it should be. I really do. I think I get along with everybody here. I wish more people really bought in to their jobs and would push us where we need to be. And they get to massively disagree. There are other parts of my personal life that I want more out of them. So there's a decent part of my life that is fulfilling. How about you? I know it's not easy to summarize, but I'm like, do you, my great friend Dave Harrigan, do you feel right now fulfilled by your life or parts of your life? And where do you and don't you?
Everything's amazing. Literally everything is the best it could be. There's going to be ebb and flow in every aspect of our life, from our family to our work to friends to, what we just do on a daily basis. I love my family life. I have two great kids. I have a wonderful wife.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's super. Not without its challenges.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be challenges.
You're so right on the unexpected nature, because a lot of these things I'm talking about or you're talking about now, God knows what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's something really dramatic and large. And sometimes it's just the day-to-day stuff that you're just worn down by, like, oh, uncle.
Yes. It's a wonderful life, and yet I have a dog who's really, really struggling right now, and it's killing me inside.
Yes.
I
do also.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. Charlie and Dylan, man.
Yeah. Honestly, don't even get me going on that.
Two really good boys that are just,
yep.
It's a struggle right now. Work life, I enjoy my job. I like doing this show. I like coming to work every day.
You might want the company to live up to what they said they were going to do when you switched jobs.
Well, it is a bit insulting that promises haven't been kept for 3 years, but that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'll just say it. I don't care if I get in trouble. When you switched, you gave up something. You were told they were going to compensate for that, and it hasn't happened. And it would be a drop in the Atlantic Ocean for Odyssey to live up to what they said they would do.
That'd be a nice thing.
And also, it should matter. Character should matter.
The job is hard for people. We don't all have a job that we can see immediately makes a massive difference in people's lives, right?
Yeah, right.
To feel fulfilled because you're a surgeon and you're doing brain surgery every day or something like that. Whatever you do is directly impact. This is the two of us sitting in a studio hoping people are listening.
Mm-hmm. And trying to formulate ideas that for the audience that we're trying to get to get them with the smorgasbord of options within their life,
mm-hmm.
including other outstanding people and pieces of radio, TV, the quote-unquote entertainment situation, to take whatever time and listen to us.
Yes. And it's I could see it's sometimes difficult for me to find fulfillment. I guess maybe that's not even the right word, but I look at my wife, she'll come home with a story. She works in healthcare about a patient she's working with that, they made a breakthrough they've been doing this thing, and it's, kind of that amazing thing. Wow, you got to do that today. You took all your knowledge, all your expertise, and you made a physical, mental difference in somebody's life right in front of you, with your bare hands.
Tangible.
Yes, exactly. Tangible.
Quantifiable.
And I say, well, I made a new silly open today. That was kind of fun.
Right.
Yeah. Where it matters to some people, us being goofy, us talking about things. It matters
important
to advertisers who, their livelihood depends on people listening to WCCO radio.
Yeah. Part of it.
But it's different.
Yeah. You're right. And if you're wanting great substance, there are certain jobs that can create that. There are certain jobs that don't. There are certain jobs that are part of the process that can make people's lives better and enjoyment, whether they're infuriated, it's part of their daily. So it's complex. So be as honest as you want to be. Call in. Where are you most fulfilled in your life? Where are you not? How often does it change? Because it is just an enormous part of your life. And I think sometimes people take for granted. Like, man, I'm just so fulfilled. I'm so filled. And then, boom, something seismic happens, and they have a tough time reacting to it. Or maybe others, it's just that roller coaster all the time. So they're used to it, right? What do you want to say about fulfillment of life, your own, and just expectations we all should have? It's heavy. It's serious, but we also have had Paul McCartney in studio singing.
Give it up about the boogie.
Exactly. Doing scat fairly out of nowhere. 651-461-9226. What do you want to say about life fulfillment? I want to talk about windows at your place and our knowledge for most of us. And it's a high, high percentage. We're not going to know everything about the windows in our house, right? We're just not. Are they working? Do they keep the house warm, cold? Screens working, everything. The frame is there. But it's way more than that. And it can add to the beauty of your house. It can add to the energy of your house. It can add to the saving of money, costing you money. And that's why it's so great to work with a company like Pella Windows and Doors. Pella, 100 years, innovative, great warranties, working with different budgets and showrooms in Plymouth and Woodbury. They'll come out to your house for free. No obligation. Give you an assessment. They're not going to tell you. They're not con artists like some people in this business. Oh, every window has to be replaced. That's a joke. Maybe you need five. Maybe you need 10. Maybe you need nothing. But it's more about, do you want to make a dramatic change in style? Go to PellaNorthland.com. I've lived in one house close to 20 years with Pella Windows and Doors. Moving soon. Next house, Pella Windows and Doors. Feel good about it. What a great deal right now in the month of July with Pella. You have no payments, no interest, if paid in full within 24 months. How about that? No payments, no interest, if paid in full within 24 months, and you get $250 up per window, $500 up per door. Good company. Great company. PellaNorthland.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Our friend Jamie Ukis in about 10. We'll ask Jamie this topic. I appreciate the text. I would like even more, but a lot are coming in. Thank you. We're talking about life fulfillment. How fulfilled are you with your life? This was inspired a little bit, more than a little bit, by Scotty Scheffler today the number one ranked player in the world, talking about, yeah, I worked my whole life. I love my job. I win a tournament. And then 2 minutes later, it's like, I got to keep going. Because my fulfillment is not really from my job as much as I like it. My fulfillment and what matters more is so much the family. And as we were saying, it's hard to find somebody who can just say that in every aspect of life, and it's month after, it's day after day, it's hour after hour, it's week after week, yeah, I'm fulfilled. But there are times when you're in good stretches, and you never should take those for granted. There are times when it seems overwhelmingly against you. And a lot of this we create. There's plenty out of our control. There's plenty that's unexpected, but within your life right now, what you want to share. I'd love to hear from more texters at 651-461-9226. How fulfilled are you? Let's get to texts. I sell complex technology to big companies. 2-year sales cycles. We close a deal. There's no celebration because there's no finish line. You just keep on plugging. For a lot of people in life, that's what it is, Dave. Right? It's, you know, in sports, there's this euphoric moment. There's this culmination, and it can be that way in other businesses also. We think of sports just because it's so visible. Most people in life, it's just the day-to-day, whether it's just the normal process or a big project like this texter, and I thank this texter like all the other texters who are reaching out. And then guess what? Here's the next sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next project. Go yep. to it.
Right to
you
it.
Just keep going. And for some, it's just that cycle of is that all there is?
Yeah, I kind of you mentioned the sports analogy, and I think of the difference between players and coaches. Players seem to be able to take a minute to relax, enjoy it. Coaches, I just think of Nick Saban every time he won a national champion. That's great. I got to go recruit now. Bye.
Yeah, like an hour later.
Yes, exactly.
Right? And there's a lot of people. Within their jobs, whether they're very visible jobs, whether they're high-paying jobs, or whether they're not visible, and it's a grind they've been a part of, or they're working their way up, where it's really the same damn thing. It's just, okay, we just got that done, and guess what? We're not going to have a big party for you. We're not going to mm-hmm. laud you. It's just keep going. And hopefully your personal life isn't always that, where there is more moments where you're sharing. And it's not just a birthday. It's you're with somebody important to you and you value. We just hung out for a couple hours.
Yeah.
Or even just the normal, like in your situation, you're a classic situation right now. Early 40s, 2 kids, both busy, stuff going on. And it's easy to just kind of get up early with the girls and the school or a daycare situation or health and just finish the day. God, I'm tired. But sometimes we all have to remember how fortunate we are to have that.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this during the break, in fact. One thing that might bring me more fulfillment, I hardly see my friends, my friends that I've had for a long time.
Yeah.
We're all in the same situation. We've all got kids. We're all married. We're all doing everything. But that's also kind of a good thing, right?
It can be.
That means
yeah.
we are fulfilled in our family lives.
Yep.
We're loving what we're doing. Yeah, we miss that. I hope we get back to it when the kids get older and start doing their own thing. But, you know, it's a catch-22 right now. I'd love to do it, but I'm also happy to be doing what I'm doing with my family.
More text here. I'm fulfilled because someone really gets me. I think people have expectations about life that are too high. I think for some that's 100% right.
True.
I'm a 24-year-old teacher on summer break. I would say my job is generally fulfilling, but there are systems that make it incredibly difficult, especially in the political climate as a Spanish immersion teacher. However, I have a wonderful girlfriend, adorable puppy who's almost out of the shark phase, and as a retired college swimmer, I'm starting to love my sport again. That's great. Life at the macro level is really hard and uncertain, but I go home to a lot of love, and for that, I'm really lucky. Playing my guitar and writing songs and sharing my music is very fulfilling. In my opinion, I'm just reading a series of texts. My opinion, having children does not necessarily make one's life fulfilled. Helping people is fulfilling. Love is fulfilling. Yeah, I mean, I made this point. We've talked about Jamie, too. Like Jamie has a stepson now who, and she loves it, right? There's no doubt. Essential to her fabric. But before she met Doug, you know, she would have this conversation where sometimes women or others would look and, whoa, how can you not have kids? Okay, you have two, I have three, and I've had three other boys who my relationship with Carla and Jen, I still think the world of them, right? But you can still have a great, amazing life if you don't have kids. And also say, I can't imagine my life without my kids, but I don't feel like my life is superior in any way, in any spec, to friends of mine who don't have kids.
No, I do. Your life is not mine in particular. No, yeah. I mean you. You have an amazing life, Jen.
Text. Guys, I'm a 65-year-old mom of four, grew up listening to CCO. I thought I was so lame to listen to anything other than music. Turns out I have it all the time. I'm home during the day. You do make a difference and carry on this station. Thank you. You guys, more text. You guys matter my day, personally fulfilled with my marriage, kids, work. But I long for a day when I'm not needed by either as provider or leader. Yeah, sometimes that is a lot. When I was a chef, fulfillment came from the form of a clean plate and a belch. Not much more you can ask for. I'm mostly fulfilled in my faith life, which allows me to get through the ups and downs in other areas of life. Lots of good stuff. I really appreciate it. Jamie is next on CCO.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
We're late. Let's get to her. We're late. We were Jamie, great to have you on board as always. We were talking significant topic. We were talking about life and fulfillment. I was inspired by somebody I saw talking about it, and you know, the summary is, I mean, it's complicated. It's day to day. There's so many aspects to it. You can feel like you're in a really good spot, and then you don't know. It's pretty rare to be fulfilled in all aspects of our life, to say, you know what, my relationship with my friends and my family and work, it's just all magical. So when you think about your life and what fulfills you, and just the day-to-day of that and the acceptance, what strikes you most about kind of where you're at and where all of us should be at in what we want, what we're striving for about life fulfillment?
Well, I think it's really interesting, right? Because I also think I'm at the age where you start questioning some of those things in terms of career or the decisions you've made along the way, you know, for that kind of thing. And I mean, I feel very fulfilled in so much of my life. I have great friends, great family, great, you know, great job. But there are aspects of all of it, right? That, as you said, you know, sometimes in moments or weeks, you're like, oh, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Or is there more for me? Should I be doing more? How can I be, you know, contributing more in certain ways? I think with my business changing so rapidly, our business changing so rapidly, you know, I think radio went through it before TV did, but, you know, you're watching all the streaming and digital and people just trying to figure out all of that. I think there is a real question right now for a lot of people in media of like, what is the path forward? It used to be so clear, right? It's mm-hmm. like, You work in a small market, you go to a medium market, you get to a big market, maybe you go to the network, maybe you stay in the big market. You know, you kind of had like this traditional path. Now it's like, do you do a podcast? Do you start a newsletter? Can you do that while you're at a traditional, you know, media network? Should you do radio? Should you not do TV anymore? I mean, there's so many different things. I think I'm even watching it out here in Hollywood. A lot of my friends who were so fulfilled in positions at places like Netflix and Apple TV and, you know, on the entertainment side of things, just how much that has changed. And I think when there's that much upheaval, it's easy to kind of get pulled into not feeling fulfilled or feeling stuck or feeling, you know, like there's got to be more to what's taking place right now. So I think it's an interesting conversation to be having. But I mean, overall, I feel very, you know, very fulfilled. I'm sitting, actually, I even though your producer was on top of things and told me he was, you know, calling me today, I got home. I raced out of work a little early. We have my stepson today. I hopped on a bike. I'm sitting in sunshine. I'm with my family. My dog's in a bike basket. Like, how can mm-hmm. I not be fulfilled?
That's pretty good. You're right. And like, you laid out the broad area of our business, and we could have so many other people talk right. about their businesses, and it would be some totally. Version of that. Or they might be lamenting that it doesn't change, right? That I wish my job did change, right? Because it's that, and it's the same thing. No, go ahead.
I got to be honest. I got to be honest. I do. I think every single person I'm talking to, whether they're a nurse, a teacher, you know, have worked for the city, the county here, whatever, everyone's job is changing. Like, even if you look at, you know, yeah. police officers and firefighters, look at how much their job has changed over the
sure.
last 5 years.
100%.
You know, teachers, it's like now you've got this Department of Education, you know, potential layoffs of stuff. It's like, how is that going to change the teaching field? You know, some professions that you could always count on being pretty, you know, like I said, a clear path forward. And a lot of people get into it because they have a calling to it. I think it's all changing. And then you've got the AI aspect of it. I think everybody's job is going to change in some capacity. So I don't know. If somebody's working in something and like they don't feel like it's changing, just maybe buckle up.
Yeah. No, that's fair. In fact, the president right now is at this big AI energy investment event with 90 plus billion being invested into a combination of those, which is going to change so much of our lives. And then you get to the personal part of it, right? We can have dynamics, and we've all probably been there, where one of us in the dynamic feels fulfilled, feels happy,
right.
feels not contentment in the wrong way, but in the right way. And then maybe at some point you find out your partner doesn't. Your partner
right.
is lacking, and maybe that spark isn't there, or the caring isn't there, or the respect isn't there. So it's pervasive, and it's acceptance to some level, Jamie, but it's also the pursuit. If you're not still uh-huh. pursuing a little more each day in some manner, I think you're kind of missing out. And I'm not saying it's got to yeah. be this crazy new adventure every day, but just
no.
finding something that makes the day, in well, whatever you do, it feels
right.
satisfying or happy or enjoyable.
Well, I know, you know, when it comes to couples, like I've done a lot of, you know, research, and obviously I've talked about therapy and couples therapy and all that stuff. But, you know, it's even small things. It's having like rituals with your partner that you do every single day. Like, when you get home, maybe give each other a hug or have some type of ritual when you get home. Maybe one of you needs, you know, 5 minutes when you get home, the other one doesn't, you know, like, how do you work that out? I think you can find fulfillment in just those small little places, right? Like, if you actually have intention and, you know, think about that kind of stuff, because things aren't going to be perfect and happy all the time. I mean, you and I both know that being divorced.
Yep.
And then it's like, once it starts to unravel, you know, it can unravel very quickly. And if you don't have some of those little small structural things in place or rituals, I think it can really go off the rails fast.
Well, I was going to go somewhere else, but I'll stay with this because you talked about the couples part, because I saw a story today. Successful couples. This is one of the 800 billion relationship experts we have. Successful couples have this one weekly habit. It's my utmost recommendation. And it is, I was going to ask you to guess, but I'll just go ahead and say, it's just checking in with each other. It's just making sure that you have that connection. And I think that is so important. And maybe it's even just a text, hi. Or maybe it's the hour-long conversation. Or maybe it's just you're right next to each other at the end of the day and you're each doing something, but that energy that you get by just being in the room is so valuable. And it's big because it's easy to get to that detachment part and almost just become roommates or just associates.
Yep. Absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you there. I think it goes back again to a ritual, right? Like, I know, you know, Doug and I once a week have a date night, and that's where we intentionally check in. You know, there may be other times where I feel like he's maybe a little off or something's going on or, you know, whatever, that I'm going to check in with him. But I feel like once a week, we intentionally make sure that we have something on the calendar, whether it's like grabbing dinner, going for a walk at the beach, or taking the dog, you know, to like a dog run, and being able to just sit and talk and, you know, talk about things that have maybe come up over the last week or so and how we're going to tackle certain stuff, and save it for that time. I think that's another ritual you can do.
The funny thing is I have a once a week date with Doug too. It's just on a different night. So it's worked out.
But you know, I do think the funny thing to me is when you think about relationships, I do think modern relationships have become, it's like we put way too much on our partner. If we're going to still talk about partners.
Sure.
Like with you just saying that, with Doug having a once a week date, like Doug has a once a week tennis date with a friend of his that I'm so glad that he goes to, because it makes him feel better. I don't need to fulfill every single aspect of Doug's life. I'm not a very good tennis player. You know what I mean?
So We've all heard that.
It's also recognizing, you know, where you can help your partner feel fulfilled and where they might need to find fulfillment somewhere else. And that's okay.
That is okay. And people need to accept that that's okay. It's not your fault. It's not something you're lacking.
No.
By the way, if you want to find a way where you could share that, sure. But sometimes just accept it. And you've got your thing, they've got, now if it keeps getting to too much of, hey, it's all your thing and it's all my thing, that doesn't work.
Right.
But accept there are other parts of each one's interest and personality and fulfillment.
Think of where we've gotten to as a society. It's like our partner is supposed to be our everything, right? Either you're supposed to be my career coach, my best friend, my lover, the person that loves all the same things I do, wants to go to concerts with me, wants to, you know, exercise at the same place. And it's like, that's so unrealistic.
No.
I feel like we've set it up that we're like, that's what's supposed to happen. And it's like that to me would be very unfulfilling. Or if the expectation on me was that that's what was supposed to happen, like that would be very unfulfilling. So
I think
giving each other a little breathing room too can actually make both of you feel fulfilled.
I'm going to give you that breathing room right now because it sounds like you got a great setup with the family. And enjoy the day, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Jamie with us. Jamie would love Stretch Lab. Jamie's big into yoga. She's big into flexibility. Jamie's got one in her hometown, Maple Grove. What is Stretch Lab? It's a place you go in. They got the tables set up. You might have 6, 7 trained professionals there. You might have 4 or 5. You might have 9 or 10. Some of the offices are bigger. I've been to probably 5 of those places now. And every time I go in there and it's a good person who's going to work with the physical challenges that I'm facing. Maybe it's just the day-to-day. The day-to-day for me is lower back is a little tight, and that means the glutes and the hamstrings. Right now, I got a little neck thing. That's why I might see Stretch Lab on the neck. Stretchlab.com, double figure locations in town. Maybe it's just the day to day. Because I can tell you, when I'm playing my bit of golf, it's because I have some pliability and flexibility. Maybe it's you're the runner. You're the biker. Maybe it's the jog, yoga, and you want even more help with Stretch Lab. They can help a son like Ivan Quinton who has some significant physical challenges. They can help you if you're in great shape. They can help you if you're 12. They can help you if you're 82. Good people. 25 and 50-minute sessions. Stretchlab.com. All right, Jason's here. We could have gotten into this earlier. Plane passengers fume over couple's disrespectful PDA. I'm looking at the photo right here. So we have somebody on the aisle. She's just got the AirPods on. Then the woman here, who should be in the middle seat in theory, is up on the lap of her guy. And she's got her feet right near the other passenger, right? So some people, if you look at the comments of this, Jason, I love love. Love. No. Others are saying, you know, get a room, get out of here. So this is you. You're on the aisle.
Yes.
And you got the middle, you got the window, and the gal is on the lap with the guy, and they're kissing, and they're talking.
Do you believe this, though? I think that's...
I believe everything on the internet.
It's a total setup for...
It came from the New York Post.
New York Post engagement. Would never, this ever is, lie. What
this
are you talking about?
This is classic engagement bait.
It's no, it just was on like TikTok.
All three of them were our friends.
Don't know that's what you're talking theory. About. I don't know what you're talking about. Seriously.
How dare you?
Come on now.
How dare you? This could happen, though. You don't think this ever happens?
Not to that extreme. Where
that extreme, she's just sitting on his lap. Yes.
But her feet are like in this other gal's, I guess they're technically on her seat.
On her seat.
Many of the commenters were supportive, so clearly this maybe very well could happen.
Is it possible Jason no longer loves love?
That's what I'm hearing. If Alyssa came over and said, hey, Jason, do you mind? Whoa. Your seat, my seat.
You think she's going to sit on my lap? She's going to put her
head in my lap. When's the last time Alyssa sat on your lap in public?
Okay. Thank you for adding that.
In public. And I said, okay, I'm just going to stop right there. Come on. You haven't been. I think I've seen a picture on Instagram recently where she's sitting on your lap.
I think the airplane is maybe not
a restaurant
place for that.
Okay, so you can sit at...
I don't care. I would not...
Steak and Ale.
I would do the same as
I heard you. I heard yesterday's call, Outback Steakhouse. Fabulous. It was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
And then you backpedaled like 2 minutes later. It's fine. It's fine.
I thought it was fantastic. Wait until I post my pictures because... Okay.
So this is a deal. We got a deal.
Not a deal. Not a deal. An ad. No, nothing.
Really?
I went with another couple that...
Loves Outback Steakhouse?
Learned that you can bring your own wine to Outback Steakhouse.
They just learned this now?
And what we brought will blow your mind.
Oh, apparently not love. We know that, Dave, because Alyssa, stay away from me. Don't get anywhere near. So she can sit in your lap at Outback Steakhouse, but not on the plane.
Well, it's a Bloomin' Onion involved.
Which is better, Bloomin' Onion or Awesome Blossom? Which would you take?
Bloomin' Onion.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, Bloomin' Onion. It's really good.
You know, I've changed my mind. Alyssa can sit in my lap at any time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Next time we're hanging out, the three of us will be sitting at the same side of the table. She'll be in on my lap.
Okay. Thank you.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.